Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 122 for Tuesday, September 8th, 2015. No longer part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Well, still part of the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge, but in 2016, I guess. So, a year from now. We're back. Back on the regular. Well, there's no regular schedule, but we're back from DragonCon. Got home yesterday. Had a great time this year. Saw a bunch of podcasting friends, you know, at the various panels. Was at the Technorama panel. Got there a little late. We had gotten into the vendor room that afternoon, and that was kind of our big vendor day. Because the place is gigantic, and we were there for 2.5 hours, something like that. And at 5:30, we were deep in the vendor room, and I was like, "Oh, we're not gonna get out quite that fast." We started our way out at that point. Still took a little while, but got there, saw everything, had a good time. Met new people, saw old friends. Some, you know, I kind of expected to see or were scheduling some were unexpected. I was actually, I think it was Saturday night. We were sitting at the Hilton bar talking to some people that we knew. I looked down the bar and Thomas Gideon was halfway down the bar, talking to some people. I actually hadn't known that he was coming to DragonCon this year. He was like, "Well, you're not listening to my podcast," which I haven't been because of Dog Days. But I was unexpected. Didn't know he was going to be there. That was great. We've talked back and forth before. We've met at BaltCon before. He knows Charlotte as well. So he sat and talked to us for 30 or 45 minutes, something like that. We really enjoyed it. It was fun. I always like the when I unexpectedly see somebody that, you know, I didn't know was there. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to see or anything. That's one of my favorites. But also had our, just standard ramble about Dragon Con good times. Friday night was especially fun. We were came pretty close to. I'm just getting a little too old for my old habits, but. My friend Steve and I used to really try, especially Sunday night. I said Friday, but I meant Sunday. On Sunday night into Monday morning to actually watch the sun come up to like kind of see the end of Dragon Con. I actually used to a lot of times would check out at that point, which is about the only way you're going to get a luggage cart at a reasonable time on Monday morning. We didn't quite make that this year. Even Steve, and he is my late night go-to compatriot, but we're both a few years older than we were a few years ago. And about 4:45, we were all, Steve and Charlotte and I were all kind of ready to go. So we rolled back over to the Hilton. We walked by the Marriott and watched the youngsters still going into the rave and just like, be strong. We're going to go take a couple hours sleep and then get everything out of the room. We learned our lesson because I have to change strategies because I'm not trying to get a bag, luggage carrier at 6 a.m. I had to, I think it was 3 trips total, down 7 flights of stairs, down another section, through it, waiting for an elevator into the parking, bowels of the parking garage. Next year, we're going to get most of the stuff to the car on Sunday. We think everything that we're not using Sunday night, we're going to try and get out early. And we had actually planned to do that this year and then just piddled around. It didn't happen. So, but you know, outstanding, awesome time. One of my favorite Dragon Cons in recent memory, I would say. It was a lot of fun. I really liked it. And trip home was uneventful. And of course the fun part about getting home are, well, everybody, but the animals in particular. Lola and Rosie can tell the car, you know, when we're half a block or so away, and by the time we get there, they are just almost running in, you know, circles, just going insane. And even the cats were, our cats love us as well. They're a little more laid back than the two dogs, but they were out on the porch and they were meowing to come in. And it's just always glad to see everybody who are very, very happy for you to come home. So that was good. I am very glad I have taken Tuesday off for a long time. I have plenty of vacation. I hardly ever get it used up anyway. So the Tuesday, I learned probably 10 years ago at least, that the Tuesday after Dragon Con, if you can take it off, take it off. It'll help you avoid con crud potentially, you know, just kind of, you don't have to work. It's fact, I feel for Charlotte, you know, she pretty much had to go back and start teaching, but I took today off and I'm very glad that I did. I got up, I had a burst of energy and got up when she got up to go to school and puttered around for a little bit. And about an hour later, a wave of exhaustion hit me and I slept for most till about 11. So I slept from like a little before 8 to 11, like a stone, and got up and felt much better. So I just kind of spent the day, cashing up, organizing things. I was outside. An interesting development, which I'm not really sure what's going on, is with my bird feeders. I had everything set up and fed before we left. And, my Sapphire feeders, which I think I've mentioned on the podcast before, I have a lot of birds that eat Sapphire, even though some people say they don't have a lot of luck with it. And I mean, I have one Sapphire feeder that, especially during the middle of the summer, it's not a small feeder, and I would go through, I would have to refill it basically every day, like a day and a half, every 36 hours. Fill it one morning, I got to fill it the next afternoon, sort of thing. And that feeder and the other Sapphire feeders, I have several of them, got seemingly very little trap. I mean, that feeder didn't finish. We were gone from Thursday to, you know, Monday. And that feeder was actually really nowhere near being empty. Maybe I need to check and make sure. I don't think Savannah filled them. It's possible she did. And that would be, but I have noticed even in the past, like the week before Dragon Con, I'm thinking maybe somebody has started migrating, and we just don't have quite the same set of birds, because I found that interesting just as I was going around and filling everything up, that things didn't seem to be exactly the way they normally are. You can definitely tell the change of this. Nobody wanted to really talk about it until the Dragon Con was over. But at least I thought that the weather was pretty good this year. Not as hot as it always, or it sometimes has been. We had a little bit of rain on Thursday night, but that was about it. I didn't really get rained on at any other point. It just seemed it was in that hot but bearable versus 10 degrees warmer when it's just, you don't even really want to go outside sort of zone. So weather was good this year. The weather seems fine right now. It was actually, as I was walking around, looking at the bird feeders, I noticed it seems this time of year, and I'm not an expert on any of this stuff, but just going back and looking at my old photos, it's kind of fallish when I tend to see these interesting mushrooms that I have a bunch of pictures of, because I'll just, you know, as I'm walking by and there's a crazy mushroom on the ground, I'll take a picture of it. And I'm starting to see, hold on, you can come with me, but Bailey, you don't need to be doing that. Be a good boy. Be a good boy. I know, you're a good boy. Don't be crawling along the, yeah, your mom would, hold on, I have to put everyone down, sorry, come here, oh, good boy, thank you, cat, but it looks like the, I don't know if it's a temperature related thing or what, but the, I'm starting to get some, we get the little small white mushrooms pretty much all most of the summer, but it seems to be the fall when we start to get all sorts of crazy brown and yellow and funky colored stuff. And I'm starting to see those. So definitely we're getting close, you know, not super close to the change yet, but, you know, not so far away. And I was just thinking about how many leaves we've got to rake and blow here in the next few months, because there's a lot of them. But it'll be all right. Otherwise, I was organizing things, looking around, catching up on my RSS feeds and on my email even. You know, I read, you know, important things and con-related things, but not much else. I noticed that I had a package out for delivery today, and I didn't even recognize the name of the package. And I finally figured out it's my NVIDIA Shield. They had a recall on them back earlier in the summer, like late June, early July. I think it's related to the battery overheating, which is not good. But I checked. There was a little process to go through and put your serial number in at the NVIDIA's website, and I did indeed have one of the shields that needed to be replaced. So they just basically send you a new one. The process of setting up the new one shuts down the old one, and then you mail it back to them. And I had noticed it had been a while, and it was supposed to be 3 to 4 weeks, and it hadn't shown up. And it turns out when I was searching through my email trying to identify this package that was coming in, there had actually been an email a few weeks back that said, guess what, it's taking longer than we think. But today was the day, and in fact, I was sitting down making notes for the podcast, and the dogs went insane because the UPS guy showed up. So I've got it. I haven't unpacked it yet. I'm probably going to unpack it and put it on the charger before I go out and run. Just get it, you know, charged up well enough that I can go ahead and switch everything over and pack up the old defective one and send it back in. So that'll be my after the run, that should be pretty fun when you take that many days off. Actually, today will not be fun. Tomorrow will be less fun. I tend to find that it's my second day, not my first run after I've had a days off, but the second one that I really have a rough time. But it'll be okay. No problem. So I also intended to do my photos that I had best laid plans. I put up a couple of photos during to Facebook and or Google Plus, and I put up one yesterday, I think right as we got back, saying, hey, we're home. A really good Venture Brothers photo on base Facebook and Google Plus. But I've got the backed up photos from on both services. So I need to go through and do a little arrangement and get those posted. I am planning on doing that today. I think I was very bad. I think I actually never went back. The only photos that were up for DragonCon for me from last year on either site are just the ones that I was kind of doing offhandedly during the time. I have no idea why I did that, but I might have ended up maybe on Google Plus because they really kind of push the assistant that auto creates the stuff for you. And I might have finally gotten one up on Google Plus, but I don't think I did on Facebook at all. So, I guess it's later in the afternoon here on Tuesday. So I'm kind of trying to get back into the idea of regular life, which is good, but bad. I mean, you spend so much time, the end of the summer prepping for and thinking about Dragon Con, and it's not a letdown at all. I mean, you have to have Dragon Con for Dragon Con to show up, but you know, once you have Dragon Con, it inevitably ends. So we're heading into fall now, not that far away from fall at all. So, but that's okay. I mean, we have stuff going on even this weekend. I'm actually not driving into Atlanta tomorrow because, you know, I drove into Atlanta last Thursday, drove back on Monday. If I had driven to Atlanta, I would have driven to Atlanta tomorrow. I would have come back on Thursday. Then on Friday, I would drive to Durham. We're going to the first Duke home game. This thing I mentioned before, this is the first year I've gotten football season tickets. And it's my father-in-law's 80th birthday this weekend. And he is a huge Duke fan. He's been a Duke fan his whole entire life, but he didn't go. He went to, I think, Western Carolina, up in the mountains. He's like from the North Carolina mountains. He went to school up there, but he's always been a Duke fan. But he hasn't been to campus. He hadn't been to a game. So he and I are going to go to the, game here on Saturday. I think we play NC Central, I think it's the first home game, so it's not a huge, but that doesn't matter. Yep, NC Central. Charlotte's coming with us, of course, but I think she's going to watch it from, she may spend some time running around campus or watching it from one of the little hangout places that we like there in Durham. And then we'll meet her afterwards. And then we're bringing him home on Sunday. And he's got, as far as I know, it's kind of a surprise, birthday party thing happening. We're going to pretty much drive him straight there. So, that should be fun. So, and then since we're not going personally to every home game, but we've got, you know, eight home games. I'm not even sure. Like I said, we're not going to all of them, but, there will be football games this fall, and then we get into, you know, October, November, December, and another year going by. It's crazy. And then not too long after that, we'll start planning for we're already planning for Dragon Con. This is the time of year where you're like that big crazy costume that you know, in July or August, you're like, this is not happening. Once you're in the week or two and you're in September again after Dragon Con, you're like, I've got a whole year. I've got plenty of time to work on this costume. So here we go again. But as for the podcast, I really think the dog days have done well for me this year. I feel like I am not going to pie. I think I had about 4 episodes after dog days last year. I know I was semi-regular in September, and then I think I had 1 after that, and then poof, gone until August again this year. I'm not planning on that happening. I have not even really thought about a schedule. You know, there's 2 minds on that whole thing. There's the one, you know, having a schedule for people is kind of good. You know, they expect it and they kind of put you in their rotation and everything. On the other hand, it's a podcast. When it shows up on their device, you know, poof, you know, you can pod fade for 6 months. And as long as they leave you in there, once you have a new episode, it shows up in their queue. So, I expect we're talking approximately weekly ish. I haven't thought about days or anything like that. So we'll have to work on that. But, yeah, I'm planning on being around. So I hope you join me. So thanks for that. This has been Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find information about it at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. That's where the show is. That's where the show notes are. That's where all my contact information is. You can leave comments there. You can also email me at kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And that's the easiest place. You can search for Ken Zoid lots of places on the internet. That is usually me. You can also search for Ken Kennedy, you know, places like Facebook or Google+, Twitter. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. And we will talk to you again, not tomorrow, but soon. Thanks.